So, for the first time today, let's roll some initiative, guys.
Woo!
Dirty 20
for Ashley.
13
for Orchestrion. Malady.
16.
And Zarkon.
19.
For a cleric. There you go.
Damn. Yep.
That's what happens when you're first on the scene.
Can I choose where I go?
You can do it, but then that's the one you've got for the rest of the combat. Because we're altering that ability.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, can I choose to go first because I know how far behind I am?
Sure.
Okay.
So, Malady will lead us off.
I'm going to look at Derek, and I'm going to say, hold on tight. I'm going to cast Fly on the both of us. Speed of movement. And I'm going to go up, straight up 60 feet to see what I see. And I see.
You see everything I just described.
Okay, these are our people, babe?
Yes.
And these are all the bad guys surrounding it? And these are bad guys looking up?
Mm-hmm. They were shooting down, or just like holding spears. But as soon as this one over here called out to them, those four turned. I didn't mean for that to be there. But hey, it's another rock. Fuck it. Those four turned around and like, and grabbed great axes, and they're all beginning to stand up to meet your comrades coming over the hill.
Excellent.
Derek is taking to the flying like Peter Pan. He's got like the spear out in front of him. He is loving this. Is that your turn?
Yeah, just cast and then movement.
Okay.
Oh man, Derek's gonna die.
Don't give the DM
ideas.
That's
why I want him to go up in the air and hide.
Ashley.
I will pull out my dragon wing hand crossbow and look at the sky all the way to my right. Take aim and fire. All right, you roll high. Do it again.
All the way to the right? You mean this one? Got it. Okay.
Yeah, not the leader guy.
Okay. We'll call him number four.
That's a 15 plus 8.
That certainly hits.
Is that... Okay, it's just an additional d6. Can I retcon a bonus action Hunter's Mark in there?
Yeah, I'll leave it to you, sure. I won't jake you.
Yay.
Oh god, he could never listen to this podcast.
A lot of this shit I say to him.
So that's...
I've told him, don't jake me. I've said that to him.
Don't jake me.
12 damage for the first bolt. Second attack. Oops. 17.
Wow. Will hit.
I had to really strain my brain muscle there.
No worries.
For 15 damage.
Okay.
Yeah, that extra d6 on this thing is pretty nice.
Well done, Ashley, as you two bolts of force fly at the, we'll call them orc number four, all the way to the right.
Do you have a Hunter's Mark?
I think I do.
Pretty sure you did.
Yes, there's a Hunter's Mark.
There we go.
And where's a concentration for you?
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's the blue. Yep. Ashley is concentrating. Okay. Is that your turn, sir?
That is my turn.
All right. The shaman goes next. You see the shaman turn, still on one knee, holding its staff, looking at all of you, grabs a symbol on their chest. And these three begin to have a bit of an arcane glow around them as the shaman casts Bless.
Where's the shaman?
That guy.
This one.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it would move there and then do that. That's the shaman's turn.
Oh, what a dick. He's just going to abandon his injured guy.
He wanted to buff the...
The ones who weren't hurt.
The ones who weren't hurt. Zarkon!
So, Zarkon's about had it with this shit. So, bonus action gem flight. So, you see me step forward, spectral wings come out, and I'm taken to the air 30 feet.
30 feet.
That's always Braz's mini, no matter what he's playing.
Even though he's playing a dragon, it does not matter.
It doesn't matter.
And so, what we're going to do is we are going to do Moonbeam. At 4th level, And we're going to do it on Mr. Shaman guy. So he needs to make a constitution save, DC 18.
Of course he does. That is a 21.
Ooh. Ooh, so he takes half, I believe.
Look at my butt.
Oh, my love. Our audience heard all of that.
He's my couple boys.
I know. He is a couple boys.
You shut up.
So that's 22 damage, half, so he takes 11 radiant.
And he has to make a con save. They have to make a con save. That's a natural one. Plus, was over before it started.
Yes, it was.
That
sorry.
Helps. That helps a lot.
That helps. That's going to help a lot. And it's shit like that that puts me in a bad mood. And 11 damage?
Yes. 11 radiant.
Okay. Growls at you in orc. Okay, for the simplicity of the combat, we're actually going to say that Ignis and them are fighting someone else, just because I don't feel like running them too.
Wow, all the dice are coming out today, guys. It's good. I'm just saying. Oh! Cleric means freaking business right now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm not fucking around.
This table might collapse under the weight of all the dice.
I'm jealous. I'm feeling insignificant.
In what way? You have a ton of dice.
He's got more.
Aww.
I have dice envy.
Dice envy.
I'm the filthy casual that just uses the laptop.
Well, my plans have fucking changed. guys, I got some problems. Right?
Yeah, this ain't looking good.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
So, this looks like end game right now.
Yeah, it doesn't
look I mean...
Hang on, just a lot to manage here. Orchestrion, you're up.
Righty. So, I'm going to... My maximum movement is, what, 60 feet?
If you dash, it's 60.
Okay, no, I'm going
to
do a
30. And then you won't be able to take an action.
30, so 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. That should put me in range for him, and at the very least him, and probably that asshole too. Mm-hmm. Blindness and deafness. I'm doing it at 5th level, so I should be able to get this guy, and for every level over 2nd level, mm-hmm. another person, another enemy combatant.
Okay.
So if it's at 5th, that's 1, 2, 3. I should, in theory, be able to get another 3. Which, if I can reach...
What's the range on?
30 fifth level? Feet.
2, 3, 4, 5. You can get 4 targets.
So anyone...
I could get them all.
There.
Okay.
You can get 4 of them.
I could get...
1, 2, 3, 4?
Yeah, that's the 4 I'm going for.
Yeah,
you probably...
These 4 right here?
Yeah, why not? This asshole, this asshole, this asshole, this asshole.
Those 4. Okay. So, they all need to make con saves. All right, so we will start... With the shaman.
And I believe it's...
It's your spell DC.
Yeah, it says 16.
Okay. It seems low. Go up to your stats. 4. 8. No, that's right. Okay.
Hoping for the best here.
Okay. So shaman fails with a 14. Now we will do the other orcs, who we will call numbers 3, 2, and 1 in that order. Number 3... passes with a natural 20. Number 2 passes with a dirty 19 and another natural 20.
God damn.
Well, you got the shaman, though.
Yeah, you did get the shaman.
That's very important.
That's important.
He is blind.
So you see the shaman and it's just flailing. You know you got that one at least. Okay, let's do a little more. That'll be for the shaman. Put that on there with Hunter's Marked. And that is not concentration. Yep.
No, Hunter's Mark was on number 4.
The shaman. That's the shaman.
No.
I didn't. I attacked number 4.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you. I was confused.
Get your shit together.
You shut your goddamn mouth. Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
This is a happy marriage, everybody, just in case. happy marriage.
Alright, the orcs will go now. Chain, you guys are in the air. Actually, no. This one would go to Ashley, too.
I Alright, stop fucking moving around! The wizard can't plan if you keep moving!
15, 20. What is that aggressive feat that they have? Okay, so they, if they're moving toward a hostile, can actually dash as a bonus action. So they all get attacks, except for him, who we're going to call number 5. So 3 of them on Orchestrion, 2 of them on Ashley. All right.
Seems familiar.
One of the ones in front of Ashley cranes its head back and screams orcish into the air, which will give the other 4 advantage. So Ashley, yeah, we'll start with Ashley. 4 attacks on you with advantage with their great axes. 2 each. The highest is a 13?
No.
Okay. Second attack. Dirty 20.
Yes.
Third attack. Yes. 22. Fourth attack. 23. So that is 3 out of 4 hits. Okay. 37 points of damage for the 3 attacks total.
Did the Huntress Mark guy hit me with one?
Yes.
Then I'm going to hellish rebuke that asshole.
You hellish rebuke him. That son of a bitch.
All right, so I guess the reaction is only a first level spell.
Okay.
Even though it's a second level spell? I'm not sure. On my...
It's your tiefling...
Yeah, it's a tiefling thing.
Okay.
It says under reactions, it's got hellish rebuke first, but then if I look at my spells...
It's a second level. You can cast hellish rebuke as a second level spell once.
And why is it... I got confused because it's saying 3d10 on the second level tier.
Oh. Well, you can do
I don't know. That's just on the app.
You can do it once per day as a second level spell.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do that.
Alright. So what does he have to do?
It's a dexterity save.
Dexterity.
And, well, the app is saying 3d10, but the spell says 2d10. So...
Well, he made a 14 on the dex save.
That will succeed.
So half damage. Let's look this up right now. Hellish Rebuke. 3d10.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't know why it was... 16 halved is 8.
Yeah, all right. 4 attacks on Orchestrion.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I need some concentration checks.
Oh, yep, that is...
Why do you think I'm flying?
That was 3 that hit me.
I'm just going to divide the damage to 3 times, so you took, we're going to say the DC will be 10 3 times.
Those passes.
Those are all passes. Nicely done, Ashley.
Yeah. All right, got close, but that's before the modifiers.
4 attacks on Orchestrion with advantage.
This is going to be great.
With advantage?
With advantage. 19.
Yeah,
probably 4 fucking attacks?
18.
Just hits, yeah. 18 armor class.
Hit. Hit. So 4 hits.
I'm coming back, Gatsby!
This is gonna hurt. This is gonna hurt, dude. More you know. 53.
Oh, God! Okay. God, you just hit me with a Buick.
One of those old ones that when they were still made of steel.
Mm-hmm. That is the orc's turn. Melody.
All right. I am going to ask you a question, actually.
Ask away.
So here's my question. I want to do synaptic static.
Of course you do.
But I would like to do it here.
Uh-huh.
And I want to know, because I have that thing where I can give people advantage or disadvantage on their saves.
Okay.
But it's a reaction.
Okay.
So can I come down within 25 feet, cast it, and as a reaction give him advantage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
So it's 20-foot radius. Sphere, sorry.
Do you have to have him in it?
Well, yeah,
you can put it... Like 20 feet here.
Well, I want to try to get the 2 over here.
You could do it maybe like here. to get, okay, you want to get him too.
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
If you cast it with this ogre here as the center point,
yeah,
you'll get these two.
Okay, I don't want to.
And you'll get them.
I am a smart person. What is their intelligence?
Ogres? Dumb. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
If they're too dumb, it doesn't work on them. I'm going for the guys who are doing the hitting.
Ooh.
If their intelligence is a 2.
Oh, no, they're not that dumb.
They're not that dumb? That dumb?
They're not that dumb.
Not that
so dumb. If you had him as the center point, you could get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
If I put the center point here, I can do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and I just have to give him advantage. I want to get as many guys as I can here.
You do you.
I thought they're only... 5 orcs total, including the shaman.
So 20. If I did this, I could only get 1, 2, 3. And I could get... Okay, DM.
Mm-hmm.
If I put it here, where my thumb is.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? I'm missing him.
I'll even give you that ogre there, too.
This?
Yep.
Okay. So please roll intelligence saving throws.
So the shaman... 3 orcs and 2 ogres.
Yes, please.
Okay. Intelligence saving throws?
Yes.
This will go well.
And DC 20.
Oh.
Okay. The shaman cannot pass.
Okay.
DC 20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the orcs need natural 20s. They fail with anything less than... And there's 3 orcs in the radius? Or the shaman plus 2?
1, 2, 3.
Your center point where your thumb was? Yes. Yeah. Okay, so 3 more orcs.
1, 2, 3.
Fail.
4, 5, 6.
Fail. Fail. And the ogres cannot pass.
They have a negative.
Yep. Have a negative 3 to their intelligence.
Okay, so reading the spell again, because I always forget.
I have it in front of me.
8d6.
Muddled thoughts for a minute. Jesus. Fucking balls.
And they have the d6 minus... Hits, saving throws, anything like that. It's a d6 to any d20 roll. Negative.
Nice.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay, so now I'm going to roll the damage on these fucks. 30.
Jesus. All right, I don't have enough magical effects, so you're getting some physical effects here, too. 2, 3, 4.
Not just that the reminders.
Not that one?
Not that one. That one, and this one.
Ah. Wow, so 30, you said 32?
30 damage on 6 people.
Fuck my life.
So he's 30, 30, 30, damn.
It's 180 total.
All right, I gotta look and see which works.
It's a level 5 spell, you know what I mean?
Okay, so we said that.
While I'm flying. I love being a wizard sometimes.
So we're gonna say... You marked 4, so we're going to say 4, 5. We're going to say 2, 3, 4, and 5 of the orcs.
Do you need numbers, Buck?
I need you to stop talking to me.
You know what this podcast really is? It is the road to divorce. It is, people are going to play skits like this at our trial. Our lawyers are going to reference this tape in the future.
It's a bit. Or is it?
Or is it?
Oh, man.
Wow. Well done, babe.
Very nice.
What was that, 180 damage?
And it's instantaneous, so I'm still flying. And if I chose it carefully, and I didn't need to give him advantage on the save, then I'm still okay.
Ashley, you're up. You get to follow that casual 180 damage. What the wizard just did.
Oh, come on. I don't do a lot.
That was a lot.
That was a lot. That changes the whole course of the
combat. That was an A-10 gun run.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It was very good.
Well, I'm going to keep my attention on my hunter's marked dude. And he's getting a sword.
Alrighty.
That sucks. 14.
14 will miss.
Second with the crystal short sword. That's an 18 plus 8.
18 plus that certainly hits, yeah.
Okay. And I forgot to do this last time, but I've got an additional 1d4 damage that happens once a turn, with dreadful strikes. So sword, hunter's mark, dreadful strikes. That kind of sucks, but not too bad. 8 plus 4. 12 damage.
12 damage? Okay.
Unless this thing does something that I forgot about.
And you got your hunter's mark in there too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is that your turn, Ashley?
Oh. He takes an additional D8 damage because of the crystal short sword.
Do it.
For an additional 1.
Hey.
And bonus action is my offhand short sword of warning with bullshit.
Tyler's bullshit.
That is a whiff.
Okay, Ashley, the shaman goes next.
Constitution saving throw, please.
He's still blind, right?
He's blind. You have to move the moonbeam, though, right? Oh, wait, no.
No, on a bonus action, I can move it off of him.
Oh, but that's right. He hasn't moved.
He hasn't moved, so like he's starting his turn there.
Is he... Ooh!
Fails us? Okay.
Is he blind, deaf, and...
Blindness, deafness, but you pick one? Is that right?
Okay. 21 radiant.
Oh, that was more than enough.
Damn!
To take the shaman out of the combat.
How much was that? 21?
21.
Useless. You are useless.
Really?
Sir not appearing in this film.
Guy in a robe, kneeling with a staff, holding a necklace on his chest, casting spells. Everyone...
Kill him first. And it's actually your turn, Zarkon.
Cool. Alright, is it a bonus action or action to drop the moonbeam?
Oh, it's neither. To drop a spell is a free action.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do this up. I'm going to drop moonbeam. I'm going to hover 15 feet off the ground in the center.
Right here?
No, right here. There. About 15 feet up. So,
she's got a thing for it.
She got a thing?
Yeah, she's getting him a thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There you go. Boop, boop.
Cool.
That's okay?
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to need a DM ruling on this.
Let me hear.
So I want to cast Spirit Guardians at 5th.
Yep.
What is that going to get at where I'm at? Is it like radius this way, or is it like, because I'm trying to get...
I think I ruled in a previous session that the radius would be around you, not down.
Okay.
I feel as though I ruled that in a previous session. I want to stay consistent with that.
Okay. So if that's the case, then I will lower myself to being on the ground. Where do I want to put myself? That's the question. I think I want to be here. Because he's there, so that's 5 feet. So I can get at least 4 of them.
Okay, so Spirit Guardians?
Yes. So they all have to make...
On their turns, right?
When they enter the space for the first time, or when they start their turn there.
Okay. And it's at 5th level, you said, right?
Yes.
Jesus fucking balls. Okay. And that's your turn, sir?
Yes.
Okay, the ogres are up now. So that ogre... does it right now. Wisdom save.
Yeah, wisdom 18.
This will go well.
For us.
He rolled a 19 and fails because wisdom minus 2. So a 19 on the die becomes a 17. They have to roll, the ogres have to roll natural 20s in order to pass. So he's about to eat a whole lot of the 8s. That's a good boy.
Podcast family, he is laying on the couch.
This is Spirit Guardian?
Yes.
So. A beautiful application of it, if I may say so, sir.
Oh, shit. Okay. 33 radiant. Yeah, I rolled real well.
Well, that's a dead ogre!
Really?
That's the one 8 synaptic static.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was about to say, 33 damage. That's a wimpy ogre.
Well, that was his turn. Oofa. Shit. 5, 10.
You landed?
Yeah. I wanted to get Spirit Guardians 15, involved 20, 20, in this.
25, 30, 35, 40.
Oh, he said you couldn't go down you, so you had to land. Understood.
Yeah. Dash. Okay. They dashed, so that's their turn. That one still has an attack. He yells out something this ogre here yells out something in orc, and you see these two orcs duck. And he begins swinging his chain.
Okay.
Okay.
How many times can he do that? Okay. He swings, and you see the chain. He pulls it back, and it, like, coils into his hand, and he releases it right at you, Orchestrion. And you see the chain flying at you like Scorpion in Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
Oh, that might miss. That is a 15.
It misses.
Oof. As you're like, oh, God!
Yeah.
And the chain goes past your head, and you can actually hear it crack like a whip. Like, that's how fast it was flying at you as he pulls the chain back. The other two had to dash, so that's their turn. Orchestrion, you're up.
So, basically, I am... Is this guy Spirit Guardian's area?
Yes.
Okay. But this is a DM thing I gotta ask.
Let me hear.
So, if I sidestep like this, is that an AoE? From here to here?
Just, yes.
It is? Okay.
Yep, because you're leaving this threat range.
Got it. Okay, well, in that case, I'm staying right there. Thunder Wave, 6th level.
Oh, shit, are you gonna get me? Or what point are you putting it on?
No, I'm going this way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've ruled in past games, and I think in this game, that you can, like, direct Thunderwave.
Okay, cool.
Because the wording, I think the wording in the handbook is...
It sweeps out for you.
Crix is looking like, oh shit, for real?
you direct that spell?
Exactly, it's so fucking hilarious.
God damn it, I'm going to use that next time.
Yeah, so I'm going to cast that.
So you can get... all four of them.
Well, okay. This guy.
Yeah, so we're going to say orcs. I think we said 3, 4, 5. Oh, I know. That's orc number 6, I think. But anyway, 3 orcs and that ogre.
So just the guys with the hula hoops.
Yeah, so that is ogre number 4. And those are orcs 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Hold on to your damage because I got to roll all the saves for them. 18, pass. So half damage, not pushed. Orc number 4, full damage and pushed. Orc number 5, full damaged and pushed. The ogre, full damage and pushed. So what's the damage?
25.
25. So orc number 3 will take 12.
Who's 3?
That's this one. Oh, I'm sorry. It was 4, 5. I was right. It was... Because 4 is the one Ashley is fighting. That's orc number 4.
Yep.
So that has to be 2, 3, and 5. So 2 takes 12 damage. 3 takes the full 25 and is pushed 10 feet along with the ogre. So 5,
so
10.
How many people did he hit?
4. 5 also takes the full 25 and is pushed 15 feet, right? Or they push 10?
Thunderwave. They are pushed. On failed, they push 10. On successful,
okay.
Not pushed. Yeah, they're 10 feet.
I only push them 10, so he goes 10. Easy there, Derek. Easy. Relax yourself.
He's just so excited.
And the ogre, full damage as well. Wow. Well done, Orchestrion.
Okay. So, since I can't walk away from that guy because it'd be an AoE, I can... Could it be, like, part of my turn to just, like, yell up to Malady?
Sure.
Could use some healing!
I love how you yell at Malady and not the cleric. you know I'm not about that life.
I'll catch you later. Though. I follow you, though. Listen,
I'll just res you. It'll be fine.
I'll just res you. It'll be fine.
I'll res you. I think it's more important to get rid of the bad guys.
And it is the orc's turn now.
Which ones go?
The orcs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So those 3 have to make saves.
There's 6 ones?
And that is going to be 1. We're going to call them 1,
check.
2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4. And those are wisdom saves, right?
Yeah, wisdom 18.
Fail. Number 1, fail. 2, fail. 4, will... Pass. with an eight, a dirty 18. So half damage on 4, full damage on 1 and 2.
Okay. So if they failed, they take 22 damage, radiant. If they pass, they take half, so that's 11, radiant. They can go now. Honestly, that's my favorite part of that spell.
Well, the one that's Hunter's Marked isn't going anywhere except to the grave.
There you go.
Because yeah. That one's gone. The one Ashley's been fighting. So now their turns go. 5, 10. Oh, fucking hell.
What the fuck are they doing? Running around in circles? Have you been doing minus sixes?
They haven't attacked yet. This is their first turn since Synaptic Static. They are a little more tactical than the ogres, and these haven't taken a ton of damage. So I think they're going to run into Spirit Guardians. Oh, you're in the air, though, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, they're going to run in.
Okay.
At least he is. Oh, no, because they have the bonus action. Yeah, they're running in.
Because they're befuddled. 30
bonus action there. Okay. Yeah. All right, so that's going to be, I think we said, that's going to be 5 and 6
mm-hmm.
on Zarkon. And they have to make the saves now, right?
Yeah, because they entered the area.
Minus 6.
Not even needed. Failed. Natural 1. Not even failed. Roll me some damage.
At the end of their turn, they can try to save.
Another 22 radiant.
No!
22s.
I love it, all these numbers, guys.
Jesus.
Big numbers. We're busting blackjack all day.
Yep. Oh,
I got you.
Okay.
All right, so it's going to be four attacks on Orchestrion, 2 on Ashley, 4 on Zarkon. Not an advantage. These are just going to be 4 swings because no one could... Actually, no, they don't want to waste the battle cry. They're just going to do it. Okay, so 4 attacks on Orchestrion. What's your armor class, Orchestrion?
18.
Hit, miss, miss, hit.
2 hits.
2 hits on Orchestrion. Let's settle that up first. 24.
I'm really bad. I'm really bad.
2 attacks on Ashley. 19 hit you?
Yes.
2 hits.
Ouch.
24 damage to you, Ashley. Ooh. And 4 attacks on Zarkon.
Okay.
Miss. What's your armor class?
21.
3 misses, 1 natural 20.
Cool.
Plus 4. 29.
29?
Points of damage, and I need a constitution save.
Cool.
Oh. You need one.
I'm also following up with a reaction.
Oh, no, Hunter's Mark dropped. The guy who had it on died. But you can...
But I can...
You can move it.
I can move
concentration it. Concentration check. Yeah, constitution save. What are you saying, Zarkon? I'm sorry.
So yeah, pass the check.
Okay.
And needs to make a strength saving throw DC 12. Strength? The guy who hit me.
Okay. Yeah, 23.
Okay, so he takes half of this. So he will take another 6 damage from telekinetic reprisal. 4 damage.
Okay. That was their turns. We are back to the top of the order. Malady.
Come down, use my staff, which will be an action.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to make it a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to cast Mass Cure Wounds for 5 points. And I'm going to heal both of them. Or I don't know if you took...
Oh, five charges out of the staff.
Wait, yeah, I took damage. I took 28, you said, right?
Yes, 29.
Speaking of, my concentrations were... It was 2 hits, right?
Mass Cure Wounds.
Yes.
An 8 and an 18.
You're fine.
Okay.
Yes. What, an 8?
Oh, yeah. That
sucked. Oh, no, that drops.
Oh.
That drops.
That sucked so hard. You get 13 back. Everybody gets 13 for the Mass Cure Wounds. And then I will cast Forced Progression.
On who?
Who's been doing a lot of damage?
Take your pick.
Yeah.
I think us I want to do... I want to do one of these guys. Yeah, because I had to fly down a little bit. So... Oh, never mind. It's touch. I don't want to do it.
I wouldn't want to touch them either.
I'm going to back up. Fireball. Could I get that guy?
Yeah, if you
just
put
these
it...
three.
Hang on, let's see what we can do. Move out of the way.
Not really, huh? That's fine. I'll get the three of them.
Hold on. Where's the thingy?
What is this?
Do you know where the thingy is? Here's the thingy.
You got the thingy, everyone.
Oh, no problem, babe.
Yeah?
Look, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, if you put it over here...
I'm so glad I got the thingy then, don't I?
You can get him.
All right. Cast and fireball. Please do dex saves. DC 20.
Okay, so to those two orcs and those two ogres, which I believe we said were 1 and 2, and those orcs I just marked with the one on Ashley, so that's going to be orcs 1 and 3 and ogres 1 and 2. Okay, dex saves. I'm doing amazing tracking this, guys.
Yeah, this is...
No, you're doing
very
good, man.
Impressive.
Thank you. Yes.
Ogre 1. Your DC's 20, right?
DC 20.
Fail. Ogre 3. Fail.
Yep.
I'm sorry, orcs 1 and 3. And ogre 1 really fails. It super fails. All of them fail.
All right, I'm casting that at 5th level, so it's 10d6.
Good, good, good!
Jesus.
26. I got a couple ones in there. Oh. I'm sorry, 28.
28.
28.
Still pretty good.
I'm still good.
Still pretty good. Anybody die? Anybody singed?
Well, they're all singed. None of them are dead.
Ah.
But God, they're eating damage.
I was hoping I could see one of them like, and fall.
That's your turn, Melody? As you release the fireball?
Yeah, because I have my bonus action, my action.
Okay.
Sorry for the lame healing, man. That sucks.
Hey, I'll take it.
Ashley, you're up.
All right.
I got two ones.
Well, those ogres seem to be really bad at their saving throws, so I'm gonna bonus action Hunter's Mark the orc.
This guy?
Yep. And then he gets two attacks with the crystal short sword.
Hunter's Mark for him.
Which is, well, that's not bad. It's 18 and then 21.
Both hit.
Okay, so.
Roll the damage for the first attack first.
Yes. Sword, Hunter's Mark, psychic damage, whatever it's called, I forgot. And Radiant. Boo. That's not the way I wanted that to happen, so that's 4, 9, 10, plus 4. 14.
That's enough to kill him.
All right.
And the 21 would have hit the ogre, so if you want to turn around and hit one of the ogres, you can do that.
Yeah, we'll do that. And also... Okay, that's a 14 to the ogre, and I'm going to burn one of the charges for my crystal sword to regain HP equivalent to the D8 of damage.
Oh, okay.
Right, I have not been utilizing this sword.
So you gain 8 back. Nicely done, Ashley. So
I get 8 back, and that is my turn.
Zarkon. Oh,
that's cool.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie artichoke.
So, I'm going to turn a little bit, so I'm facing this direction.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can get 2 of those guys. I'm going to try to use my breath weapon to get these 2.
Oh yeah, you can get them both.
Okay, cool. So they have to make a dex save DC 13.
All right, and those are going to be numbers 2 and 5. Fail. 2 fails, and 5, they both fail.
Cool. Oh, okay, that was actually really good. So they both take 21 radiant damage.
Yeah.
It's a bonus action.
That gets rid of 5.
I know I have you. I know you're really hurting, Orchestrion, so...
Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
He's seen better days.
We're going to do a 4...
Seen worse days.
That's true, too.
Yeah. We are going
I figured I'd... Since I can, I'll concentrate on healing myself so they can concentrate on healing you. Awesome.
I'm going to do a 4th level healing word at you. You take 15 back.
I'll take it. Okay. Every point.
Well done, Zarkon.
And I'm good.
This one is going to come into Spirit Guardians.
Okay.
Okay, and the ogres all go now. We'll settle up the Spirit Guardians one first.
Okay. So that's an 18 wisdom save.
Okay, wisdom.
Needs to roll a natural 20 or it's impossible. I don't remember what you said, but
he made
that comment.
He needs to roll a natural 20, which he did not. So.
Minus 6.
He failed anyway! Ugat! Strundad!
Gabagool.
That's the movie, Wanda. I think it's called Wanda. When he, Parmesan!
27 radiant.
Fuck!
We are.
No, Spirit Guardians.
We are lighting these guys up.
It's not just when it begins, it's when they enter the radius.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I mean, you walk over, but you be lipping back.
They're each going to make chain sweep attacks. One on Ashley, one on Zarkon, one on Orchestrion. Ashley. Oh, I'm sorry. Fist attacks. They're balling the chains up in their hand, and they're making fist attacks. Not even close to hitting Ashley.
Oh, good.
Zarkon. Not even close. Orchestrion. Natural 20. I'm teasing. Not even close.
Aw, oh, man. I was about to...
Don't play with him like that. That's mean.
Table.
You're so mean. Why would you say that?
Wow.
Why would poop come out of your mouth? Poop, Ron Burgundy.
All right, now, intelligence saves. They can't make it. They cannot make the save.
I know.
So while they're attacking, for the next minute, they're all flibbity-gibbet. Orchestrion!
Okay.
It's the best freaking save. It's intelligence save? Nobody has fucking intelligence. And my DC is a 20. Good fucking luck.
When you start going up against some dragons, you might have a hard time with that. But ogres, giants, they're going to fail that
one. So I got to do this before I attack, right? Green Flame Blade.
Yes.
Green Flame Blade, and then the guy in this big hunk of bullshit in front of me.
Yeah,
I'm attacking him.
Do it.
27.
Oh, certainly hits.
9 plus Green Flame Blade. Ugh, that was horrible. But then I had to add to the...
You add your Green Flame Blade damage, yeah.
Okay.
So plus 9 fire, so 18. And that's a dead ogre.
There you go. Now, there's something about a flame bouncing off of that person to a person within range.
Okay.
Does that work?
Sure.
When you die? Okay. In which case, that son of a bitch, once he cinders, it's like I'm hibachi.
Okay.
And I think it's like 5? Let me see.
To leap from the target to a different creature, the second creature takes fire damage equal to your spellcasting ability modifier. So it takes 4.
Okay. Because
your charisma modifier. That orc number 2 takes 4 fire damage. Okay. Oh, 1 moves over to Zarkon. Okay. All right. Nicely done, Orchestrion. Now the orcs go again. So 1 and 6 have to make wisdom saves.
DC 18, please.
Ooh! 1 makes it!
Wow.
And let's see if 6 can. No. Cannot.
Okay. 1-8 is Wheaties.
1-8 is Wheaties this morning.
That one drank the perfect amount of coffee to heighten brain power.
In that
but
moment.
But not make them jittery.
So, if they failed, they take 23 radiant damage. If they made it, they take 11 radiant, because it's rounded down, right?
Yes. All right.
What time of day is it? Because it's definitely daytime with all this radiant damage we're doing.
Mm. 4 attacks on Zarkon, 2 on Orchestrion.
I was ready to go to sleep today. I was bunkering down when all this shit starts happening.
Nope. 1 miss on Zarkon. 2 misses on Zarkon. 3 misses on Zarkon. 4 misses on Zarkon.
Oh.
Orchestrion. 1 miss on Orchestrion. Cocked. 2 misses on Orchestrion. They actually have a shot at making the save. Nope. 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 They are also flibbertigibbet. All right, Melody, back to the top of the order. You guys should probably start mopping them up now.
I am going to go, and I'm going to make the action, the bonus action, and I am going to come right onto your, I think, because the way you're facing, you'd be facing this guy, right?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to sneak down right here, touch your shoulders, and I'm going to cast the Cure Wounds out of the staff.
Okay.
Come on. 18.
I love it.
Yeah, so 18 back to you. And then I am going to fly back up. So I have 60 feet of flight, so 30-30.
Okay.
When I get back up, I want to know, I've never used this spell, Chain Lightning?
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. I've never used it before, guys.
Oh, I'm not going to even get a, my next turn.
Well, yeah. It was nice getting to know those ogres.
Okay,
we're all looking up and we're like, oh, you guys are fucked.
Oh, you guys are so screwed now.
I kind of want to fly actually like here.
Yeah.
Like right here, babe. Are you paying attention? Here.
I'm looking at Chain Lightning.
Okay. I thought I
had a line. Okay.
Let me just like give it.
No, it's.
That's
light. It bounces.
It bounces.
Oh, that's one that bounces. Oh,
so I'm going to target a creature within range, which is 150 feet. Three bolts. Okay, wait. It's one bolt to that person, so I'm going to make it that person. This guy.
Okay, that is ogre number one.
I target that ogre. Three bolts then leap from that target to as many as another three targets. They all have to be within 30 feet.
So you can hit four targets with it.
Another three. The target can be a creature or an object. Okay. It can be one... It can be targeted by only one of the bolts. Okay. The target, it's a dex save. The target takes 10d8 lightning on a failed. Half as much on a successful.
I always knew Chain Lightning was powerful. Jesus Christ. 10d8 up to four times.
I think I'm going to target this guy, and I'm going to, and then yep. The three that bounce off, we're going to go one, two,
fuck. Three. That's only six level. That's actually OP, I think. For a six level spell, I think that's out of balance. That should be like eight or nine.
That's so crazy. One bolt of lightning to him, and then three go boom, boom after that.
And that's a dex save, right?
Dex so save.
To ogre number one.
Dex save 20.
Oh, this will.
Dex save 20 minus d6.
He can't make it. He can't make it.
It's like not even about
it. Not even about a roll. He can't
How
make
about
it.
The rest of them?
We'll start with him.
Start with him. Okay.
Oh, you're gonna roll one damage for yeah. You can just roll me the damage, and then it'll bounce. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Should
so,
I do? Well, it's three different bolts. Should I roll it four separate
no,
times?
No, it's four. It's him, and then you have three bounce out of him.
Yeah. So is it four different rolls?
Yeah, the four different saves. You can have it. How do you want to do it? You want to do one damage?
One bolt, and they all
one
take...
bolt.
No,
because
my odds are better if I re-roll.
Okay, we'll roll it each time. So roll for ogre number one.
Okay. Roll for ogre number one. Jesus. Mm-hmm. 41.
Now mm-hmm. She wants to keep it all the same.
It's a dead ogre. Who's your next target?
43.
Who's your next target?
The next ogre.
That guy.
He can't make it. Cannot make the save. 43 on the second ogre.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your next target?
Wow.
I want to say this guy here.
That is orc number one. He might actually have a chance at making it.
The orcs are more dangerous than the ogres.
38. Yep.
That's a dead orc. And your final target?
45.
Who is it on?
That guy in the back.
Who's it on? Even if
last
he makes the,
one.
Even if he makes the save, it's not relevant. As Malady has had enough of these goddamn orcs on this goddamn hill.
All right, Thor.
And yeah, Malady throws
like
this up.
I feel
and just,
like the it's coming through me, and then it's like reaching out of my extremity.
Or Kestrion. Did someone open up the Ark of the Covenant?
That's your turn?
Well, yeah.
Fuck.
That's all I got. That's my movement, my bonus action, my action.
So that's Orc number one, Orc number five, Ogre one, and Ogre two.
It's definitely
all dead. And Orchestron killed Ogre four.
It's really coming out. It's really working.
So we're down to one Orc.
This guy.
We're down to one Orc. One stupid little orc.
The rest of them were on their way out the door anyway. I mean...
Actually...
How hurt does this orc
look? Yeah, I was gonna ask.
Very.
Very?
Very.
DM ruling. Am I allowed to, like, shout at him?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, wanna get Derek a couple of swings in?
Okay, so I'm gonna go up to the orc, and I want to do a non-lethal blow.
Okay, do you want to use that as, like, an aid action? If you're gonna let Derek hit him, that would give Derek advantage.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So, I'll say Ashley goes up, and with, like, the blunt end of the sword, just kind of does, like, a whack in the stomach or something.
Right.
To just, to stun him. Derek is flying right now. So
literally and figuratively. This dude is about to have the greatest moment of his life.
Hey, boy! Come on down! We got one for you!
Really?
I give him a bardic inspiration, too.
And he's flying with the spear out.
Guys, we just created something here.
Yep, that's an 18 to hit. Single-handed with a spear. That'll do it. You're giving Derek the kill shot.
We are giving Derek the kill shot.
Go get him, Derek.
How do you want to do this?
It's one of the sloppiest hits you've ever seen, but it's enough to get the job done. The orc was so hurt. He just comes in with the stone spear and just a jagged cut across the chest. I got him!
Good job, son.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I'm immediately turning to those other other ogres, and I want a piece of them.
What other ogres?
Those are rocks.
Those are rocks.
Oh, those are rocks? Aw.
I know. I had stuff I wanted to do, too.
That's a rock.
Well played. I walked into that one. I walked into that Con Air reference, folks. Listen out there in podcast land.
Well done, folks. As Ignis, Adair, and Grigwin, I believe were their names, are mopping up the ogres they were fighting with. And just look. Ah! Good to see you all again.
Good to see you. It looks like we arrived just in time.
Yes, come down and join the party, yeah?
Mm. Fly over.
All right. And we'll pick that up after the break.